Thank you for joining us as we journey through the Bible together. Today we come to the last chapter of Genesis, chapter 50, verse 20. Joseph is talking to his brothers after their father has died. Joseph said, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives." You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good. Sometimes it's harder to accept forgiveness than it is to forgive. And after their father had died, Joseph's brothers were sure that he would seek revenge for the harm they had done him. But Joseph reminded them, again, that God used their intentions for his purposes. God never wastes our time. Did you hear that? God never wastes our time. It may seem like it now as you live between jobs. It may seem like it now as you wait for God to bring the right mate into your life. It may seem like it now as you recover from another round of chemo. It may seem like it today as you live in the consequences of your sin. It may seem like it now as you go through the day with a broken heart. It may seem like it now as you recover from the death of a dream. It may seem like it now as your life has seemingly been placed on hold. But you got to hear this. The sovereign, almighty, all-powerful God never wastes our time. So, and I don't say this flippantly, hang in there. God is using every minute to mold you into the person he needs you to be. The person he needs you to be for the next leg of the journey. God is at work. He loves you with an unconditional love. He has given you an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. He has purchased you with the blood of his son. He has eternally invested in you. Ask him what he wants you to learn and how he wants you to respond in your present assignment. I'm going to say it one more time. God is not wasting your time. Father, for those who feel like they're stuck and their life is on hold, for those reeling from a difficult relationship or circumstance, please encourage them today with some tangible evidence that you are not wasting their time. In Jesus' name, amen.